Hello, this is Shibu Cherian, and let us unite in the word today as we are traveling our first journey together. Today is February the 27th, and our Bible reading portion is from the book of Deuteronomy, chapters 19 to 21. Is our God a selective conservationist? In the midst of expounding the principles governing warfare and the military rules for the Israelites, Moses expounds an intriguing piece of ecological planning from God in Deuteronomy chapter 20, verses 19 and 20, that we read like this. When you besiege a city for a long time, while making war against it to take it, you shall not destroy its trees by wielding an axe against them, if you can eat of them. Do not cut them down to use in the siege, for the tree of the field is man's food. Only the trees which you know are not trees for food, you may destroy and cut down to build siege works against the city that makes war with you until it is subdued. In other words, God did not want the Israelites to cut down any trees that bore fruit. So fruit-bearing trees were to be carefully spared. We see that trees are mentioned in many places in the Bible. Trees provide food, serve as memorials, supply building materials, offer shade, and even stand as landmarks. There are definite rules about planting and cultivation. However, in a protracted siege, wood would be required for various purposes, both for military works and for fuel, and so the trees that did not bear fruit were to be cut down without mercy. So to answer the question, is our God a selective conservationist, we can definitely say yes. How does this relate to our lives? In Psalms chapter 1 verse 3, it is God's desire that we should be like trees planted by the rivers of water that brings forth its fruit in its seasons. Jeremiah chapter 17 verses 7 and 8 tells us the following. Blessed is a man who trusts in the Lord and whose hope is the Lord. For he shall be like a tree planted by the waters, which spreads out its roots by the river, and will not fear when heat comes. But its leaves will be green, and will not be anxious in the year of drought, nor will cease from yielding fruit. We have been planted for bearing fruit. There are dire consequences for not bearing fruit as we are supposed to do. For we read in Matthew chapter 3 verse 10, and even now the axe is laid to the root of the trees. Therefore, every tree which does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire. Let us be fruit-bearing in our lives, for we will be known by the fruits we produce. In the words of Jesus, as we read in Matthew chapter 7, verse 16 to 19, you will know them by their fruits. Do men gather grapes from thorn bushes or figs from thistles? Even so, every good tree bears good fruit, but a bad tree bears bad fruit. A good tree cannot bear bad fruit, nor can a bad tree bear good fruit. Every tree that does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire. Let us bear much fruit, fruit that remain, and let the fruit of the Spirit be evident in our lives. As we read in Galatians chapter 5, verses 22 and 23. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such there is no law.